Hello there.
Well, hi.
And welcome to
In Case You Missed It.
In case you missed it this morning, there's a new fashion trend where people are painting their teeth.
Painting their teeth, y'all.
I think you guys could probably look at us and say, Jason and Tony, those are two guys that keep up with fashion trends.
Yeah, well, we're so fashion-y.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a new strange fashion trend.
Uh-huh.
I can guarantee you I won't do it.
What is it?
Painting your teeth. Painting your teeth. Putting color on your teeth. Coloring your teeth.
On
your teeth. On purpose. Not like you ate a red popsicle. Or those little things that the dentist would come to elementary school and give you and you'd chew.
Those were cool. Yeah, they showed plaque.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turned everything red.
It's nothing like that. There's a company called Chrome, and they make a temporary tooth paint. It's like nail polish, but for your teeth, it's $20 a bottle. The
Dang.
Colors are yellow, pink, purple, or green.
Oh, man. It's like Crayola teeth.
Yeah.
Goodness. But if you wanted to really accessorize with your pickup truck.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Go ahead and... Yeah, man.
Can you imagine calling them up? You know, yeah, I'll get some of that tooth polish, that color and tooth polish. Yeah, what color would you like? You got anything that matches Chevy colors?
You know, or mood paint, where they change colors.
Oh, that would be cool.
Boy, you can look at your mama's teeth and tell she's pissed about something.
They're red today.
Uh-oh.
I ain't going in there.
Who made mama mad? Her teeth red.
I ain't going in until they turn blue.
Would you calm down? Yeah. They're a pretty shade.
Color and teeth. Hmm. Yeah, if you want to, this is just a life hack.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to save the $20 and you want pink teeth, just go eat you a big plate of red beets. That ought to do it.
You just saved me $20.
You're welcome. Also, a girl was getting married. She wanted an extra special wedding dress. She wanted a wedding dress with her dead mama's hair in it.
Oh, that's scratchy.
Okay, so there was a bride-to-be and having a difficult time finding a dressmaker because, the dress, she's trying to find a dressmaker that's willing to create her dream dress.
Yeah.
It's made with locks of her dead mother's hair.
Ew.
Could you imagine making that phone call to a seamstress? I was wondering, could you make my wedding dress? Here's what I would like.
Okay.
I'd like to take the hair from my dead mama and you click.
That's about how long that call would last. Gosh, that's gross.
Yeah, it's going to, the hair, by the way, in case you want to know, where's she going to put the hair? Here's where she's going to put the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Around the cuffs of the sleeve, hair around the neckline.
I think you're going to get it in your mouth.
And a decorative midsection with the lacy design made with her dead mama's hair.
That's what I want, is a hula outfit made out of dead people hair.
She probably wants a bridal garter made from her mom's toenail clippings, too. She's already going to change the song before she walks down the aisle.
Now what she want?
Hair comes the bride. Hair.
Hair comes the... All dressed in white.
Another great Friday pump-up speech from Tony happened this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Okay, fellas, it's hushy-hushy time. Keep it down. Today, I want you to focus on something that Jason and I neglected.
Deodorant!
Who said deodorant? I heard you. No, we neglected the library. There, I said it. Library. I know. It's that quiet room where the weird kids go. They read books in there, guys. Real books. Not the ones that beep and squeak. Dictionaries. Thesauruses. Books that gave men knowledge to take on the world. It's not called that, though. What if George Washington didn't write down when he made electricity? We'd be dark now. He wrote it down in a book. Books are what told us about Jack and Jill getting that water. The old lady that lived in the shoe. It's books, y'all. I promise one day you'll work for a man that read books. He'll drive a sports car, have a smoking hot wife, and the baloney without the red string. Imagine only getting the cheese with 5 slices in the packet for the rest of your life, guys. Good grades and books can get y'all that. Y'all be good sportsmen out there tonight. Remember to wave at your mamas, and I'll see you on the field, boys.
Officer Smith Wesson dropped by with another cracking down.
He's serious, y'all.
Hello! This is Captain Lieutenant Corporal Commander Black Belt and Daycare Center Volunteer Smith Wesson with this Upper Cumberland reminder. We're cracking down on bank vacuum tube pranking. Every day, some brat punk will try to fill the bank vacuum tube container with foreign objects, like filling it with marbles to watch it suck it over to the teller. Well, just ask this victim how it feels. He says it's not funny, and he'd like to break your face. Whoever put the brick in his teller tube. That's telling him, sir. Bank tellers aren't targets, and they're tired of living in fear of catching 20 bucks of pennies in the face. That's why only money and checks are allowed in the bank tube container. No more coin concussions. That's my stand, and I assure you, we're cracking down.
Brought to you by Patotop. People against tellers taking objects to the face.
Also, what would a real-life haunted house be?
Are you ready to face your worst nightmares? This Halloween, come to the real-life haunted house. The most terrifying hell house you'll ever visit. Because it's all too real.
Oh, my God! It's the line to get my driver's license renewed!
Hasten your descent into madness with the real-life haunted house's attraction, the Broken Smoke Detector.
Why won't it stop? I'm pressing the button and nothing's happening.
Experience the horror of the critically low iPhone battery charge.
I'm down to 3%, and there's no outlet anywhere.
The real-life haunted house, open until Halloween, and after Halloween, and pretty much every day for the rest of your life.
And we'll leave you today with today's
Real Good.
Zach Hilmer is a delivery driver for Jimmy John's, and this is in Nebraska. His manager's name is Jason, so he's probably a cool dude. And in fact, they both deserve Employee of the Year for this. A 48-year-old Army vet named Greg Holman had surgery on his spine last weekend.
Aww.
And after he got home from the hospital, the incision started bleeding, and he lost all feeling in his left leg. He was all alone, couldn't afford a cab.
Well, he's in trouble.
And didn't think his VA insurance would cover the ambulance ride. Now, come on. That's a whole other deal. Okay,
that's sad right there.
So he called his sister in Florida instead of 911. So she ended up trying to call his social worker to come and get him some help. But she dialed the wrong number and accidentally called a Jimmy John's. So now we're back at Jimmy John's, okay?
Okay.
The manager, Jason, who's obviously a really cool dude, got on the phone and realized that she had the wrong number. But she just launched right into the story. So instead, he listened and told her he'd try to help.
Aww.
He couldn't leave the store, so he called Zach, the other employee, who also happens to be a veteran. Then Zach called the sister back, who still hadn't realized she had called Jimmy John's. So he explains who he was, and she was pretty confused. But he got Greg's address, picked him up, got him to the hospital, and now Greg's back home recovering and doing a lot better.
Wow, they stepped up. They were like counselor, ambulance driver, and everything.
What a great wrong number.
No kidding. And a veteran helping a veteran. Yeah, how cool is that?
That's great. Sometimes God makes you punch the wrong number on purpose.
It's the right number on his line.
That's right. What a great story. Way to go, Jimmy John's, Jason, and Zach. You are
real good.
There it is. Thanks for listening to today's
In Case You Missed It.